This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Well, let's talk to the owner of the Eagles, obviously one of the most important figures in the history of Philadelphia sports, the owner of the Birds, Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey, good morning to you, and welcome to BG Day here on WIP.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. Pleasure to be on, and BG, unbelievable.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Lurie. Man, we appreciate you. Hall of Fame owner, baby.
I agree with that. That's right.
For real.
Well, Jeffrey, so much to get into regarding Brandon's, 15 years and all that. But before we do, let me just say to you and your whole organization, but to you as the guy that, is at the top, congratulations. I mean, what a spectacular journey it's been, especially these last 8 seasons, but really for the bulk of it, all these playoff appearances. And I congratulate you and I thank you as a Philadelphia sports fan for what you and your group has brought to our culture, because you have made a monumental difference in Philadelphia sports.
Oh, well, thank you for those nice words. But, it's who you surround yourself with. And I've been so fortunate between players and everyone working in the organization, coaches and everyone. I mean, really, honestly, it's just assembling a great group of people who are dedicated, focused, and talented. And it's been a joy, and we're just in the middle of it. That's the beauty of it. We're just in the middle of it.
I love that. I do. Jeffrey, when I say to you Brandon Graham, I ask you, what does Brandon Graham mean to you? What do you say?
Well, it takes a few seconds, but it's so much. BG, I think most people by now know we have an executive position, Director of Joy, and it's performed by a dog, and it's a very important part of the organization, Reggie. But Brandon Graham, more than anyone I can remember, is the giver of energy, the head of joy, the person who you constantly want to be next to, with, working with, talking to. He makes life around him better for everyone who is working with him or gets to know him. And that's rare in life. I mean, to be that much of an energy giver and so talented as, pass rusher, teammate, high motor, all the great things he does in the community. I mean, they're just off the charts. But that to me sticks out, really, guys. That's it's every day at practice, every day in the building, every day just high energy, joy, brings out the best in everybody around him. I mean, that's rare.
Mr. Lurie, thank you again for joining us. How has your relationship with Brandon grown and changed over the years? 15 years, probably a lot of growing and changing, I would imagine.
Well, I remember when we drafted him, and, we were all really high. Andy was, excited. We traded up. I know everybody was kind of hoping we were trading up for a safety who was also a very good player. And, you know, we're always a good player, but yeah. DG was just a huge, huge part of all of our success. And, you know, such a dedicated kid from Detroit and had to grow into what it was like to be a leader on the team, did early on. But, I mean, pass rush is a tough position in the NFL, as you know, with all those dancing bear tackles, and it's not easy. And, you know, I think just got to know him early and often, and I always wanted to be supportive. But he was his best own support system because he just gave to everybody, so everybody gave back to him, and Andy Reid loved him, and, you know, it was just a it evolved because you get to know people, you know, and that's true with, you know, most players on the team. It takes time, you develop the human connection, and you get the most out of each other.
What makes Brandon such a leader?
Well, I think it's his comfort with himself. I think because he's able to totally be natural, no matter what you're doing with him. It's genuine, it's honest, it's not, you know, trying to be something he's not. He's just, and understands football is such a team game that if you give more to your teammates, if you give more to your fellow defensive linemen, you know, you're going to get more out of the whole roster, the whole team. So he's always been a person that epitomizes what we always talk about as an Eagles player, just a giver and selfless. And, you know, he made the greatest defensive play in the history of the franchise. But even if he assisted on that, he would have been just as valuable. But he was, you know, obviously made the greatest play a lot of us have ever seen on defense, and won us a Super Bowl there.
Jeffrey Lurie with us here on WIP on BG Day. So Brandon, we asked, you know, Jeffrey a few minutes ago what you mean to him. Let's reverse it. Brandon, what does Jeffrey Lurie, as the tremendous owner of the Eagles and someone you really care about, because, and you know in part because he cares about you, what does he mean to you?
Man, it means a lot. Because I know that he was brought into my life for a reason. And, you know, he changed my life with just the belief in that I can help his organization. And just to see the consistency of, you know, his schedule. You see him on Thursdays on, you know, the pass rush days. You see him every week. You know, he was connected to his organization other than, you know, I hear other guys, owners, they don't be a part of, like, you don't see him as often. And so he tries to get to know us, the handshakes before the games, the talks, the building of trust that he's had in me over these years. You know, he's been so much because, you know, you strive to be at that level of, you know, just the confidence he has walking around knowing that, you know, you trust who you got around you. Like he said, those people that you surround yourself with, if anything, that's what I've learned over the years, watching people in higher positions and seeing the consistency of their daily life and what they do. And you don't know everything, but, you know, he definitely has changed my life and means so much to me and inspired me in so many ways. Just from the, you know, just the back and forth, man, Mr. Lurie talking with me, you know, he know me, you know what I'm saying? Like that type of feeling, because it's a lot that people assume with us that, man, we so busy, but man, he takes the time. And so, if anything, that's what it's taught me. And I'm thankful, to have come across it. And then even now, on what we're going to build in the future, because, they ain't done yet. And I want to be a part of that for sure. And, you know, we're going to figure that part out too.
Mr. Lurie, how often have you seen the chemistry between a player and the city transform in such a positive way like it did with Brandon, like it did with Jason? I mean, yeah. we were just discussing that. Both these guys, just this city, it's a success story. How do you best just relate that
well,
concept?
You know, you said it well. I mean, it stands out. There's so many players you don't know. But the ones you do they're just so connected with both the community, their teammates. Jason, BG, they obviously epitomize that. Everyone aspires to that. But some, you know, are just able to pull it off in such a human level. It was natural for Jason, natural for BG. Nobody ever questioned, you know, what were they trying to accomplish. No, they were themselves, and they became so ingrained in Philadelphia and, you know, the Eagles Nation, and just so ingrained in it that you can't even imagine a team, you know, without Jason or BG a big part of it. So it was
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Natural. It was a natural evolution of very special people.
Jeffrey Lurie here on WIP. You know, Jeffrey, one of the things we touched on earlier regarding BG, particularly because he got injured in the final play that he played in Super Bowl 59.
Right.
I mean, it can literally be said Brandon Graham left it all on the field. I mean, all of it.
There is no doubt. And to watch him work to get to that final game, Super Bowl, I mean, it was monumental. Nobody had projected that he would be able to return from that injury and be able to play in that game. And, you know, one of the first things I thought of was when we won was Brandon. It was like, wow, this is how it's going to end. And I'm so glad he even got to play in the game and contributed. And it was really heartwarming.
Sure. Unbelievable. And Jeffrey, Mr. Lurie,
You tried there.
That's great.
I'm so overwhelmed by the fact that you and this organization, you do it differently. You focus on character, and yep, in today's NFL, where that's very rarely the case, it's just how do you do that and win?
Well, I think it's a reason we do win. You know, it's a grind. It's a tough sport. It's not an easy life being a football player. It's easy to be the star and have it all kind of, in front of you there, but it's a grind. So I think our approach and our philosophy has been for a long time, if you're going to grind together, why not grind with people that are top-notch people? And they're givers, basically, selfless. It's like when I, accepted the trophy on the stage. I meant what I said. It's a group of selfless, humble, very talented people. And that's our formula. And, I'm sometimes surprised that others don't prioritize some of those things. We do. It doesn't mean every person's going to be, the perfect human being. We're not looking for that. We're looking for people that are genuine and can develop as human beings. And that's the thing. They're 22 years old when we draft them, or younger. And we put a lot into development. We put a lot into the creation of what we think a team that can sustain itself and win big contains. And it's a lot of high character people.
And Jason, I want to bring you in here. Of course, we got Jeffrey on the phone right now. Jason, the grind, the grueling process of being a player, how it beats up your body. You think about it, Jason, all the greats, and you got to be great to get 10 years and more.
Yeah.
The guy seated to your left, Brandon Graham, the most seasons in Eagles history.
Yep.
The most games in Eagles history. I mean, Lane's got a shot to get there. He's got a shot.
Yeah.
But Brandon Graham, in almost 100 years, it is BG with that distinction.
Yeah. I mean, it's a remarkable title to hold. I think really this entire era, I mean, it's pretty crazy. I think it's Brandon, me, and Fletch are all like three in the top four. And like you said, Lane will be there eventually. And I think this speaks to what Jeffrey was kind of just talking about of, you know, we went through four different head coaches. The fact that four guys stayed with the same organization for so long through really turnover and change and trying to reinvent, and the way a lot of other organizations would build that, they would kind of start over. They would move on, or they would, you know, we're going to rebuild, right? So we're going to move on from these older players. And I think something that Jeffrey, it's really important to him, Brandon epitomizes this, is keeping these people around, whether it's us as players, the coaches that have retained. I mean, Deuce was there forever. Stout stayed through transition. And I think Jeffrey and the organization for years have done a great job of, through these changes, of keeping these important pieces and some semblance of that culture that has allowed the Eagles to have success and to feel like a tight-knit group and a family and connected to the city. And we inherited that from players that played before us. And I think that's one of the masterful jobs that this organization has done. And Brandon epitomizes who that person is to the organization, and the loyalty and the joy and enthusiasm. I think Jeffrey said it so well of describing not just the player, but the person that Brandon was every single day in that building. And now who's going to be the next Brandon? It's going to be really hard to replace. Nobody's going to be the next Brandon.
But you're an example of the next guy behind you can be really good, be his own person. And yes, you can still win.
For yep. sure. And yeah. And I think that, again, like us as players, the only way we live on is through the players that come after us, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I certainly take great joy in, I know Brandon will too, is seeing these guys that you were there when they first got there, and they looked up to, like, how do I play for 15 years sure. in Philadelphia? You know
right.
what I mean? It's
yeah.
so it's you know, it's fun to see how that legacy and culture continues to develop. And you know, there's countless of players before us that were there when we were there and before we were there, and mm-hmm. It's just been really well done by the organization.
Well, Jeffrey, you know, with everything Jason just said, we thank you for bringing that kind of culture, you know, to our city, and really congratulate you on what you've done. It's and you said it earlier, you know, it's far from over. There's another season obviously up ahead with great possibilities, and we congratulate you on all that you've built here, Jeffrey. Thank you so much for being a huge part of BG Day today. Because, you know, Brandon, when doesn't Brandon have a smile on his face? But with the owner calling in to pay tribute to him.
It's kind of cool because I didn't know it's been that so long since he called in. So I appreciate you. I want to thank you for that. I really do want to thank you for that.
By the way, has there ever been an athlete who is known by his initials, first and last name, and you know, as a sort of amateur observer, I would say it's because everybody wants to be close to this guy. So BG becomes the way to be close to him, or you know, kind of an informal hi to him. And have we ever had an athlete anywhere where it's just first name, last name, initials? I don't remember.
I don't AI. Know. Oh, AI. Yeah, there's a lot of AI. Yeah,
AI. Yeah. You're right about mm-hmm. that.
And also, that's the level we're talking film. About here in Philadelphia well,
yeah.
is AI.
Yeah. yeah.
And then, but and then, you have to get to a certain point
I yeah, think, that's right.
to be just two letters.
Yeah.
For you to say two letters yeah. and everybody, for, millions of people yeah. know exactly who you're talking uh-huh. about, that's pretty crazy.
Uh-huh. And then there's Dr. J,
yeah, right.
which is a
Dr.
similar
Big,
sort of thing. And Brandon, you are in that revere. You're Brandon. Because, Brandon, you know when the Phillies were in the World Series a couple years ago, it was you throwing out the first pitch with Dr. J, Bernie Perron, and
Mike Schmidt.
Yeah.
Mike Schmidt.
Now think
yeah.
about that, Brandon. Mm-hmm. Bernie Perron, Mike Schmidt, Dr. J, Brandon Graham, BG.
That was cool, man. That was so cool. Got to talk to all them guys. And, Bernie want me to come out to
the boat?
May.
Yeah,
Kate
the
May
boat.
To, do the fishing.
Love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, Jeffrey, thank you so much for being a huge part of BG
welcome.
Day.
I have a quick message for John. I miss you. But also, you know what?
Too.
We're gonna try to quietly resurrect the fullback position. Kevin Turner, yourself, maybe Ben can do some things here. We're gonna try for it. How's that?
Thank you. And I really do think there's a place for the fullback.
Oh, me too.
It's coming back.
Me too. We
it
all
will
do.
Dominate.
We all do.
Yes.
And
I'm
Jeffrey,
excited.
I'll say this because John has said it to me many times privately, and I just want to say it to you on the air. He greatly admires you. Greatly.
Oh.
Absolutely.
No, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All for your kind words. And BG, love you. And see you soon. And,
love you too, and see you
we're going to work at this and make it even better.
Let's go.
All right. Stay well, Jeffrey. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Take care, everybody.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There he is, Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie.
That was kind of cool.
Wow. That was kind of cool.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.